everything holy, everything Christ, God is set apart. There is none other like Him. He is holy. All of us people are like grass that withers and passes away. But the word of the Lord stands forever. God has done this. There is none other like Him. And year after year, we celebrate that our Savior came to us. As Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." This child that we celebrate came to us as a baby, but was on a mission. And that mission has been accomplished. The mission went on, Isaiah said, like this: "The government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of His government and His peace, there will be no end. From that day till this, the King of Kings has begun to reign in our earth with peace." And so the angels come to the shepherds and say, "Peace on earth, peace on men, on whom His favor rests." God's favor upon us as people. "Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." It was God's great zeal for you and I that accomplished this incredible story of coming to earth as a person to take our place of punishment that 33 years later would be put on the cross and paid for. What an amazing thing He's done. We rejoice because to us a child was given. We rejoice because God has come to be with us. We rejoice because God treats us like a shepherd and He shepherds His people. It's good news. It's great joy. But it was great joy and good news for us, which had a purpose for God. God had a purpose, and His zeal accomplished this. The zeal of the Lord Almighty decided that He would come and rescue mankind. And Jesus said that while there's great rejoicing here, there's one time that there's great rejoicing in heaven. And that's every time one of us turns away from our sin to accept His sacrifice and follow Him. That's when the angels rejoice. They've come to earth bringing us good news that a child is born, a Savior is born. But they're waiting in heaven until we respond, and then they rejoice in heaven when we respond accepting this incredible gift that God has given us. Let's stand together. We're going to thank God. And can you lead us in one closing carol? Father, we thank You that You have come and given us Jesus, that it was Your great zeal. You were on a mission to accomplish saving us. Help us to understand Your story, Your goodwill towards people. Not that You've asked us to do anything, but that You have done everything. We want to say thank You for Your gift of life. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Thank You for Your plan of salvation, that You would save us from our sin. In Jesus' name, amen.